Welcome to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. You can listen to the Marty Shergold Show podcast anywhere, even while taking a hot shower powered by Ream, Australia's favourite hot water.
From the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
And let's do this.
Top six.
Yes. Getting up to date.
Good start.
Yeah.
Coming out of lockdown.
Headlines.
Fantastic weekend. Here's some headlines to take you to the weekend and perhaps chat about with your friends. Number one, Human Nature singer Phil Burton's leaving the group after 30 years together.
No. What happened?
Well, he's not leaving full time, is he?
No, he's not returning to their Vegas residency, which the rest of them are.
He's had enough of Vegas,
saying. If they come back and tour here, he will join them again.
Well, they've been in Vegas a long time.
Are they going to replace him in Vegas with anyone?
Oh, surely not. But then all their little harmonies and things like
that's
that.
That's what I mean. I mean, I'm straight away thinking Anthony Colella.
Colella. Maybe they'll have him just as like a backing tape.
I mean, then Anthony Colella and the other short bloke wouldn't look so silly when they're on stage together because they'd both be super tiny. Tiny blokes. Number two, Port's Kane Farrell boots miracle goal that must be seen to be believed. I haven't seen it, so I don't believe it.
Will, have you seen it?
Yeah. I did see it live.
Miracle goal?
Very good goal.
Mega hit?
It was kind of the outside of the boot and it floated in a way that the ball typically wouldn't.
Oh, it was a real floater, was
it? Yeah, yeah.
Mm, floaters are fun, aren't they? Three, experts split on mask rule as Melbourne's fourth lockdown ends. Now, I only found out this morning that there's been a bit of flip-flopping.
A reversal.
I didn't flip-flop.
Until I did.
Yeah.
That's what we've done here in Melbourne.
So yesterday they said we have to wear masks outside now.
Yes.
Whereas previously they'd said we don't need them
outside. The day before the announcement said we won't need them outside. But it's all as you were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Four, one man has died and thousands may be without power for up to a week and residents of one Gippsland town have been evacuated after wild weather. Yes, still no power at our joint.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
And then the suggested date was the 13th.
It's still thousands of people without power.
Yeah. I know.
It's unbelievable.
Days of it.
Well, we were talking about this. It's because the weather was coming from the southeast, which is unusual.
Blokes in my part of the world were saying they hadn't seen weather like that in 20 years.
It always comes from the southwest, usually.
That's strange.
Yeah. Wintertime.
It was a belting storm.
Yeah.
I probably shouldn't have driven through it.
No.
In hindsight.
Yeah.
It had a Bill Paxton feel to the whole thing. 6 years after quitting acting for a cause, Samuel Johnson returns to TV.
Yeah, he'll be acting. It's
a stand series, isn't it?
Yes, I believe so.
He's playing a lonesome detective.
Yeah.
I read a story about it yesterday.
It actually looks very good.
Yeah, good on him. He's a great actor.
Very
he
good
is
actor,
a very
Samuel
good actor.
Johnson.
And Secret Life of Us is back on Netflix, PS, if you want to watch from start to finish.
Oh, really?
The retro?
Has it dated?
Oh, I'm sure it has a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah. It'd be 20 years old now.
I haven't seen a second of that.
Oh, you
never
should, Will.
They did a lot of bowls, didn't they?
Love letter to St. Kilda, that show.
All about St. Kilda. It's really good.
Number six, typical effing woke snowflake. Noel Gallagher slams Prince Harry for dissing his family and says he needs to shut up like his own brother, Liam.
What's on the back?
For KO, Sport Lives here. Stream over 50 sports live and on demand if you're new to KO. Start your 14-day free trial going into this long weekend.
Perfect timing.
I reckon.
KO,
Will.
Yes,
morning.
Good morning, everyone. You could have caught Geelong winning by 21 points last night on KO.
I didn't see any of it.
So they haven't won after a bye since 2012.
It's that's a fun little stat.
The great hoodoos, one of the weird hoodoos in our game.
They wonder why.
They just really struggled, and they've been very good in that period, but they just can't seem to win after a bye. So they've managed to do
it. They have now.
Last night at Adelaide Oval against Port Adelaide, a really impressive win.
And
now move to outright third on the AFL ladder after 12 rounds of footy. And
Nick Riewoldt didn't like it yesterday when I said they promised so much for their supporters and give so little.
It was a weird comment.
It was so silly.
So? I'm allowed to say stuff.
They've had sustained success for more than a decade.
It doesn't matter. Okay. How many flags have they won?
Just an opinion.
Oh, three.
Yeah, all right. So they're going okay.
Connor Rosie for Port Adelaide started on fire, kicked four goals in the first quarter after struggling for about a few weeks.
Has he?
and ended the game with five. For Geelong, it was Tom Hawkins who did a lot of the damage, four goals for him, while Jeremy Cameron was the match winner, three goals in the last quarter, ending with five in total.
Gosh.
An interesting...
He's been a great signing for them, hasn't he?
He has. Yeah. Now he's just starting to get humming. That forward line looks very dangerous.
It sure does.
Geelong coach Chris Scott, as he was walking through the crowd, Adelaide Oval remains the last stadium where you have to walk through the crowd.
Always a little bit of argy-bargy at Adelaide Oval for the coaches.
It happens all the time. Mm. We saw earlier this year Chris Scott got into an argument with Brisbane Lions players, so he's already been fined $10,000 suspended for his quarter-time altercation earlier in the year. And now it looks like he had a bit of a back-and-forth with a fan in the crowd. Nothing much in it. He told a security guard that he thought someone might have attempted to trip him, and it might have been an accident. So there's not a whole lot to it, but there are people suggesting that Adelaide Oval should sort out some sort of system where the coaches don't have to walk through the rabble to get down to the playing surface. It's a bit outdated, I would have thought.
I would have thought so.
Yeah.
Walking through the crowd.
Also, the Cats were meant to fly in and out of South Australia like Collingwood did last week.
Oh, no. What's happened?
Melbourne fog. So now they're stuck.
Thank God it's only the fog.
Oh, yeah.
They, yes. They had to stay at an Ibis last night in Adelaide. As for Melbourne's footy crowds going forward, round 14, they're expected to start at 50% capacity in Melbourne.
When's this? Round 14?
Yeah. So when we get footy back, which wouldn't
week be... Week after next?
Yeah. Maybe next week, because this is currently round 13.
Yeah.
So they're hoping that it would build to 85% capacity after a month.
Oh, God.
So we're really back to square one in the crowd game.
Yeah. And then there'll be another case and we'll be in lockdown again.
No, don't say that.
I'm joking. No, I'm having fun. I'm having fun.
We need to be positive.
Mate, look, what I'm like.
Attitude and
energy. The most positive person I've ever met.
This Hermes scarf is Oh, God.
Breathe now.
Oh, it's been killing me.
Oh. Do you want fun news?
Please.
Brisbane is one step closer to hosting the 2032 Summer Olympics.
It won't happen.
They want approval from the IOC Executive Board.
No.
So now it's basically in the bank.
No way.
What a fun year that's going to be.
No, it'll be awful. Queensland gloating like they always do. Hopefully Palaszczuk will be nowhere near it.
Yes.
Thanks for listening to the Marty Shergold Show podcast. Hot water need replacing? Go for one that's steady, hot and strong. Ask your plumber to install a ream.